Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. We have Mary here from the West Coast in California, and Casey Conrad is gracing us with her presence today. She is going to be giving us motivation and gratitude to end out the year and talk to us about her adventures in Guatemala and all about that. But before I bring Casey on the line, I am going to just remind everybody that put on your calendar January 11th. Sign up to either attend one of your regional events, but it's the 2020 kickoff. So it's like a Beamer Saturday, but on steroids. So it's going to be a great event. Make sure that you go in and sign up however you're going to attend back in the back office. Okay, Casey, I'm going to let you take the show away.
Well, thank you and good morning, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to be back and joining you and on this very special Monday before our holiday season begins. And we wanted to have today be an episode on gratitude. And, you know, I looked it up. I wanted to know, well, what exactly does Webster's Dictionary say, Mary, about gratitude? And it's a noun, and it means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for, and to return kindness. And, you know, you hear it a lot. People talk about having an attitude of gratitude. And I think in any spiritual practice, no matter which one you follow, the leaders talk about being grateful for what you have. You know, and it's interesting. I went to India many years ago, and it was interesting because someone from that culture said to me, Casey, you know, the difference between cultures, Western cultures and, say, the Eastern culture was that in America and Western cultures, a lot of times people constantly focus on what they don't have. I don't have the BMW. I don't have the big house. I don't have the blah, blah, blah. He says, and in these other cultures, these people focus on what they do have, and that makes all the difference in their personal level of happiness. And today we want to talk about the overwhelming gratitude we have for our Beamer family, as well as our extended Beamer family, for the mission trip that we just took to Guatemala that was run jointly run by an organization, a nonprofit organization here in the United States called Helping Hands Grateful Hearts. And in collaboration with a youth leadership organization in Guatemala called TECHO. And many of you have heard about this because last year, although I've been somewhat remotely involved in this organization for the last 5 years because my sister is the founder of it, Last year, I got really engaged and did the sales training course that a lot of you did, and it was a donation to do a sales course. This year, we redid another fundraising effort, and we did the marketing course, marketing and prospecting course, and we did it different this year. Many of you know it was a minimum $50 donation, but anybody could get in. And last year we had many different levels, but we ended up raising before the trip close to $8,000. And then some of our other Beamer family that we'll bring on raised another huge chunk of money as well. And although I had been involved in it from afar, I had never gone. And when I tell you folks that if you think you have a problem in the world, go and do a mission trip somewhere and see how other people live. And I want you to imagine that just a five-hour flight away, you get to a remote village in the Mayan community where they are living in structures. I call them structures that have – there's no sealed, walls. There's a dirt floor. They're cooking in an open flame in fumes and smoke that fills the room that is where the entire family is housed, something smaller than most of us have for an outside shed. And yet these people are so happy and so beautiful inside and out. And we went over there and we built some homes for them and actually purchased some property. But that's just a really quick overview. And I want to bring on for a moment here both Sue Johnson as well as Bob Twelman. Many of you know Bob Twelman. We'll get to him second. Bob and Abby, Abby McMahon and Bob Twelman, the couple that did all the renovations to the Beamer building and have joined us in many Beamer functions. Bob and his brother, as well as some other Beamer team people, came along on this trip. And so we want to kind of get everybody's reflection of this since Beamer was such a huge part of this. But I want to bring on Sue Johnson to talk just a little bit about this this organization, and Sue specifically talking about what Techo is trying to do and why you feel so strongly about your partnership with them and the fact that 100% of the more than 100% of the monies go towards the families and no admin and things like that. So why don't you come on and just share a little bit of that, Sue?
Great. Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay, great. So, yeah, so I'm Sue Johnson. As Casey said, I'm her sister. I got involved with Techo about 5 years ago. I was working another nonprofit where we had selected youth ambassadors from around the world. And one of the youth ambassadors was a young man named Antonio De La Roca. And we asked each one of them to be involved in some type of a nonprofit organization. And he was involved with Techo. Techo is actually all throughout Central and South America. It means roof. And they're a very special organization because they're all about developing youth leaders. They particularly like to work with 16 to 24-year-olds and give them the responsibility of visiting and becoming a leader in a community that's in need. And when you become a community leader, you go once a week to that community and you get to know the leaders, the family, the community's needs. And through Techo, you work to help provide what those needs are. Techo also believes in a hand up, not a hand out, which is very important. And when they go into a community like we did, the family pays for a part of the home that is built for them, and they are required to in some way work with the team that builds the home, be it building or creating lunch for the team each day and helping out any way that they can. So this really struck a chord in my heart because I believe in youth leadership. And what I am to create leaders that want to lead Guatemala so that people don't want to leave. There's so much pride in the country that they have, and they know that there's a rift between the indigenous population and the more Spanish-speaking population. And Techo youth want to break that barrier so that everyone wants to stay in Guatemala and make Guatemala a successful country. Does that answer what you wanted, Case?
Yeah, that's fantastic. And so, you know, Sue, I think the hand, helping hand in, or hand up, not a handout, is an important piece. To put it in perspective, this was shocking to me on our orientation Friday night while we had the families and were meeting them. First of all, folks, we had a three-way translation. There's like 24 different recognized languages in Guatemala because of the Mayan culture. And so we had to have a Mayan translate into Spanish and then a Spanish into English. And although this created some challenges, what we found is that the universal language of gratitude, kindness, and love certainly breaks all verbal barriers between them. But the average person in Guatemala, folks, if you're sitting down, please, if you're not, sit down now, is $10 a week. $10 a week, and they're out in the fields, you know, picking beans for coffee beans or cardamom or something else. I mean, we're not talking about some posh job here. These are laborious, very challenging jobs. And so for them to come up with, say, 10% of a $2,700 home, which is like a palace, by the way, compared to what they're living in, is really significant. And Sue, tell them a little bit about the fact that because we raised enough money, tell them a little bit about the, in addition to the homes we built, tell them about the land and the community center project.
Sure. So, like I said, you know, Techo gets not only involved in homes, but they also get involved in the community and their needs. Maybe it's a medical center. Maybe it's a playground. In this case, this community really needs a recreational center, and it's not a rec center maybe like we would think. This is a place where the community can meet. They can have a place for the kids to go, a place for the kids to learn, a place for the adults. And so when we were able to, through the Beamer community and some of our own team, raise additional funds, and you know, Bob and Abby were amazing. They actually raised the money for five homes themselves. And as you know, the Beamer team raised over $8,000, and money is still coming in. And then my team that goes managed to raise some money. We'll actually be able to purchase a piece of land for this community. They've identified the land. We're in the process of having it looked at. They have to survey it. They have to figure out the legalities, and then we will look to build a community center in April on there, and this will be things like a soccer field. Universal soccer is everywhere. Kids love to play soccer, and, you know, every night the kids in the school would be playing with the balls. They're really good at it, and it's a great way to get them together. You know, children over there don't have the opportunity that we have here. Education is expensive. They have to walk many miles, and unfortunately, if like here, if you can't keep youth entertained, they can get into trouble. So this is an opportunity to give this community a place to bring that youth together and give them things to do besides maybe being mischievous.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. Sue, anything else that you want to share about anything or say anything to the Beamer community before we bring Bob on?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you talk about gratitude, and I have to be honest with you, it's very hard to do this without tears. Our family has made a commitment to go to Guatemala every year. The youth that we've met there, the communities that have touched our hearts, and, you know, you talk about us giving back. We get so much more than we give just through the love of the youth that we've met and the communities that we've changed. And, you know, I have such eternal gratitude and thanks to the Beamer community for your outpouring of support and not knowing, you know, our Helping Hands, Grateful Hearts, we take nothing for ourselves. We did this so that we could avoid that particular situation and give back 100%. You know, our family takes on any of the expenses in doing a project like this. And Techo is very careful about how they spend their money and what they do, and are very transparent about where the money goes. So, you know, you knowing that the money that you're giving is going back to something good, to me, is really important. And it's one of the reasons that we partner with Techo, and it's one of the reasons that we built our own nonprofit, so that we could have that transparency, and that you can continue to donate with good faith and know that, truly know that we appreciate everything that the Beamer community and Bob and Abby have done.
Mm, great. Great. Well, stay on the line, Sue. You mute yourself, but stay on the line in case anybody has any questions. I'm going to go over to Bob Twelman now. Bob, I know you and I have had many conversations during our time in Guatemala and afterwards. I think probably the one word that would describe both of our feelings was overwhelmed in a good way. We were both blown away by the deep emotional connection that we created with both the families that we were serving as well as the Techo kids that were just extraordinary, really. These kids are amazing. But why don't you share a little bit? I know, Bob, you're like me. We came home with a little bit of a cold after sleeping on a floor for, you know, cement floor for three nights with no, you know, running water or heat or anything like that. We both ended up with a little bit of a cold. But why don't you come on, Bob, and just share a little bit about your experience, because this was the first time for you as well doing anything like this.
Well, good morning, Beamer family. Good morning, Casey and Sue. Life-changing. That's the key word, I think. Becoming part of Sue's family, meeting her kids, her husband, and the dedication that they have is unbelievable. And for me, the trip, I'm going to break it down in three areas when I say life-changing. I think there's 24 people from across the U.S., that we met and became friends with that were all of like mind, that were incredible, incredible people. And then we moved in and we met the Techo leadership and those young kids. They were phenomenal. And from there, we met our family. We spent time with the families. We, as you said, slept on the floor. We ate their foods. I don't care to ever see another plate of beans for a long while. But and we went out to the homes. It was hard work. It was physical work. But everybody, every man, woman, and child worked together. And we had a translator there. On Saturday, we needed them. On Sunday, when we dedicated the home to the family, there was no translation needed. The look, the gratitude, the heartfelt, it's life-changing. And when you see the people, the smile they have on their face, they have nothing. And some of the numbers you're throwing out, some of the numbers I heard where we had 79% of the population living in poverty. You have 86% of the kids that never make it past sixth grade. You have less than 2% that make it through high school. It's a major challenge to try to get, and yet this, the kids, the leadership that they had and the passion that they have for their country was unbelievable. So it's something that Abby and I will fundraise. It's something that I believe I found my purpose for the rest of my life. As long as I'm able, when I'm not able, then maybe I'll cook or maybe I'll just show up. But I believe this is a passion for myself and for Abby that we will fundraise and help build the rest of my life. And thank you, Sue, for this opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Life-changing would be a good summary. And, you know, a couple of things you just, again, you can't even encapsulate the whole thing, but just to give you guys an idea, Bob, what do you think one of the panels weighed? What happens is Techo off-site has these panels built, these wooden panels built, and then prior to our arrival, they're brought in to the community, which, by the way, is like an hour bus ride off the main road on a road that none of us would call a road, but, it is a road, dirt road with rocks and kind of hairy driving. But what do you think one of those panels weighed, Bob?
Well, the panels were over 100 pounds, but let's just go into construction a little bit. We don't have bags of concrete. There, you take up rock and you break up rock, and you pack that with the mud, and you hand dig everything. You use water levels. The panels, I'll let you go into the story about the panels, but when you're carrying everything, roofing material, that you're carrying uphill to a job site, and then some of the job sites you're walking through jungle, and then I'll let you tell them about the panels. They're well over 100 pounds. I was fortunate enough to carry one about a quarter of a mile before somebody took my place before I collapsed.
And that's the crazy thing about it is, I mean, when we talk about doing things the old-fashioned way, folks, and part of that, you know, is the fact there's no electricity, there's no running water, things of this nature. But when I asked Tetro, hey, come on, guys, couldn't we bring in, you know, pre-charged battery packs and use, you know, power tools and stuff like that? They said part of the process is building together and working and doing things the old-fashioned way. To a certain extent, I mean, there are some things like 9 out of the 12 posts on my site had granite rock, and it literally took us an entire day to dig 12 holes and plant the posts for the foundation. But just to give you guys an appreciation, these 6 panels that weigh well over 100 pounds are manually brought in to the job site. You know, the trucks can only get so far with them. Every single thing, we had to carry in 50 pounds of water a day up a very treacherous, landscape. And like Bob said, walking through the jungle. And, you know, the tools, I mean, we had to break through the ledge the old-fashioned way. Sledgehammer, pickaxe, crowbars, and there was just no other way to do it. So, and the family is there, right there, digging and picking and all that besides us. So this is really extraordinary. And you and I, I know for me, I don't think twice about, let's just run down to Home Depot. Oh, guess what? The pickaxe handle broke in the middle of our third post. And Sebastian had to go out into the jungle, find a piece of bamboo and whittle it down with his machete. And make a pickaxe handle. So it really, a conversation doesn't give it justice, but know this, that your money was so incredibly, the thankfulness and gratitude that these families in this community, there was not a dry eye anywhere in the community when we left there. Impact that they couldn't believe that these gringos were coming over, you know, without asking for anything in return and wanting to help them. It just goes to show you how small acts of kindness can create a ripple effect that is so incredible and empowering and beautiful that it really is. It is definitely the true meaning of Christmas and the holidays. So,
I like to add that and going at Christmas time, I think is very special. The ripple effect that you talked about between the families and the kids of that community, is endless. I don't know how far I'll go, but I know for a fact that we made, because of all the people out there supported the program, because everybody got, we actually had a major impact on a lot of families. And I'll tell you what, that's pretty powerful. So thank everybody out there. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. And let's make it bigger and better next year.
Absolutely. We have a BHAG. We got a big, hairy, audacious goal next year. Collectively, between Bob and I, we want to raise $100,000. So we want to have more of an impact.
We will do that.
Yep, we will. So, Bob, you can mute yourself, but stay on the line because we may have callers that have questions for either you or Susan. Mary, any questions, comments before I open up the lines here? You guys all know that if you have a question or a comment, you can press 1 on your phone and you'll get through to the queue.
Well, I really appreciate the picturesque way that you guys are describing it because I'm seeing it in my mind. And all I can say is kudos to everyone involved. And I love your vision of raising $100,000, you know, as you were talking about the difficulties that present itself with doing what you've done. I'm thinking, gosh, how can we get a helicopter to drop, you know, kind of thinking in the future to make it easier. But, you know, that's where it starts. It's a thought and a dream of doing something and making it better. So I'm just really in awe. So I'm going to give it back to you, and you can unmute the line.
Sure. Yeah, and, you know, that Bob mentioned it, as did Susan, but I want to just say one more time. These kids from Techo are volunteers as well. And a lot of them, as Susan mentioned to me the other day when I was just reflecting about how incredible these kids are that are so passionate about making their country better, she said that some of them don't have the support of their own family, you know, so they have to do all kinds of things just to raise enough money to get mass transportation to get to the place where the meeting point is for Techo. And so it really is. When you look in, and I don't like to, you know, kind of throw our own kids underneath the bus. And at the same time, I'll say, let me tell you something. If you've got kids or grandkids and you think they need a little dose of reality, a mission project like this certainly is one heck of a way to get them to realize how good they have it and we have it in this country, no matter how bad it is. And I know there's a couple of people that emailed me and said over the last 2 years, why aren't you putting money towards a U.S. cause? Well, first of all, there are thousands and thousands of nonprofits here in the U.S., and unfortunately, a lot of them, as Susan found out, huge percentages of their money go towards admin and payroll and all kinds of things. So that's why Sue and her family are passionate about 100% of every penny goes towards the nonprofit and goes towards the actual build site. So, okay, so if you have a question or a comment, you can press 1 on your phone and you can go to the top of the queue. I know there was an 802 that was on hold. I was going to get to you, but maybe you had to bump off. Yeah.
Casey, can I just say one more thing about, you know, the reason that we've become so impassioned about Guatemala and how it impacts the United States? You know, one of our biggest challenges in the United States here is our people trying to immigrate or, you know, come over the borders to get to the United States. And Techo, the children, you know, the youth that we work with, their goal is to stabilize Guatemala so that people don't want to leave, and more importantly, people want to come back. And so, you know, not only are we helping Guatemala, but we're also helping the United States. If we can help these youth break down the barriers and get people to want to stay in their own country, we'll help our own situation here. And by us taking youth to Guatemala, like we've done, we had an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old. We have several college students and high school students come. You know, they now learn and look at what leadership is, and they now go back to the United States, and maybe they'll be inspired to go do something in the United States that will help their own town. So it does help everyone, and it does have a ripple effect. And although we do help another country, we also help the U.S. in many ways, and I think that's important for people to know.
That's a really good point, Sue. That's a really good point. So,
yeah.
Well, folks, listen, if anybody has a comment, not just about this, but, you know, is there something that you'd like to share with the Beamer family, a gratitude for something in your life, you know, press 1 on your phone now. You know, if not, Mary, I don't know if there's anything else that you want to say just in general. You know, before the holiday season gets underway here. I know for me, I am just so grateful for my Beamer family and for what Beamer has done and brought to my family, not just in health and, of course, financial, but the relationships that I have created. Bob and Abby and I were talking about this the other day. Here's a couple of people. We didn't know each other until we met in Liechtenstein and then Budapest. And you know, we look back and we say, wow, some of the most life-changing experiences and interactions with people we would have never met had we not been part of the Beamer family. So I know for me, I am super grateful. And, of course, as 2020 comes underway as the Northeast Regional Director for Beamer, I am just honored and, you know, feel privileged to be able to serve and am grateful for that position as well.
I love it. Well, on that note of what you just shared, I would like to encourage all of those people that are, you know, just thinking about it to take the effort and attend the Dallas convention in May. And if you can, by all means, go to Liechtenstein in July for the training. The people you meet and the friendships
yeah.
that you create, it really is, you know, it's worth so much and the time that it takes and the money to get there. So I do see
Absolutely.
A few people calling in.
Yeah. Great.
Get there.
So I'll open up the first line, 970-310, 970-310, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Hello, it's Geraldine. Thank you so much for this call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm in Minnesota. I just wanted to say thanks a lot for this because actually my cousins, they're kind of back in the States or whatever, but they were in charge of World Relief in Cambodia for many, many years. And it was a project, too, where people would try to get together $20 and then to help them do businesses, and then they could not, the next person in line could not get $20, so the other person paid the $20 back type of thing, right? So they were starting that whole system over there, and then my niece and nephew were in Kenya with Samaritans First. He's a mechanic for there, so they've lived there for many years, just had their third child. So there's so much good that we can do and help people in little tiny ways, which are big for other people. And I just want to thank you guys so much for going down there and doing that. And next year, yes, we will get the 100,000 for sure.
Absolutely. Thanks, Geraldine. And that is true. There's so many great organizations that help to empower people. And, you know, we certainly are blessed here. And, you know, 20 or 50 bucks out of our pocket for most of us is like a dinner. And I was kind of reflecting how on my way to Guatemala, which ended up being very delayed, like 8.5 hour layover in an airport due to weather issues, I spent more at Starbucks than they make in a week. And that really made me reflect upon that when I got there and learned that. And I thought, wow, that's kind of crazy. But anyway, thanks, Geraldine. Let me go to the next caller. 978-376, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey, Mary, and family. It's Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa.
I am calling you from Massachusetts for the first time in a long time. I just flew back from Florida yesterday for a quick visit, and I just wanted to share something that I'm grateful for and also say that I kind of came in the middle of the beginning of the call, so I didn't find out or didn't hear whether you already started that sales training because I've been buried in Florida. I want to still participate with another friend, and I wasn't sure if you had already done the trainings or whether it's self-directed. I can jump in at any point.
Yeah, you can jump in anytime. Just text me afterwards. I'll send you the link. Yep.
Okay, great. Well, what I'm so thankful for is a woman in a silver Kia Soul who wasn't paying attention to her driving back in 2015 on Cinco de Mayo, who broadsided my Mustang and totaled it and gave me the injuries that caused me to, and wiped out my car, caused me to have to go shopping for an SUV, where I met a car salesman that introduced me to Mark Diamond. And the rest is history. Oh. He's my team manager. He's the reason, and so is this woman who I've never met. I was in an ambulance, so I really didn't get to meet her, but I want to say thank you to her wherever she is, because I purchased a magnet from Whole Foods after that incident that says, one day can bend your life. And May 5th, 2015 was the day that bent my life in a direction that will stand in my mind as one of the defining moments of my life because of where I am now with all of you. I am so grateful for everyone in the Beamer family And just having come back from seeing George Voronis at the Boca Center, where they're going to turn that into a regional office, I am excited for what's going on down there and hope that in the new year I am going to give myself a birthday present and go to Liechtenstein in July, which is my birthday month. I'm going to definitely make that trip. And in the 2020 year, I'd like to partner up with other Beamer distributors that want to find a way to create opportunities for veterans, for getting Beamers and for getting into business with Beamer. That is going to be my focus, is to help those who really haven't gotten enough assistance from our government and from the healthcare system. I'd like to really put some juice behind that. So that's what I'm grateful for. May 5th, 2015 changed my life, and I'm glad that I'm actually changing others' lives now.
That's great, Vanessa. I love it. I love it, and I love that perspective. Folks, here's the deal. You know, we talked about this, you know, I don't know, 2 months ago on one of the episodes. Everything in life happens for a reason that serves you, even if in the moment you don't think it does. It is, you know, as Vanessa said, God's way of life bending to put you on the right path. And you might think that's hocus pocus, but if you believe that and if you live your life by that particular, you know, belief system, boy, oh boy, let me tell you something. Life is a heck of a lot easier to manage and to navigate. You just start looking for what were the good things to come out of it. So anyway, Sue or Bob, if you have any last things you want to say before I turn it over to Mary one last time, just unmute yourself now. If there's anything you want to say.
Well,
yeah, Casey, you know, go ahead, Bob.
No, I'm going to just pass over to Abby for 1 second.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to say how blessed I feel to be a part of what took place in Guatemala. I was here back home assisting with the fundraising and so proud to be a part of that. I actually didn't go this year, but looking forward to being a part of the trip next year and finding my niche of what it is that I will be participating in when we go. But I just wanted to say how grateful I feel to know that what we did in our fundraising, how it changed lives. And Bob came home and shared pictures and the experience, and as well Casey hearing the stories, and Sue, all of your posts. Thank you. I felt like I was there being a part of it as well. So anyway, that's all I have, and God bless. Happy holidays to everybody, and we'll talk again.
Thanks, Ab. Thanks for all your hard work with that. Sue, I'll turn it over to you.
Sure. And, you know, I just want to leave everyone with this, that, you know, some people listen to this and think, I can't do that. I can't do a mission trip, or I can't raise that kind of money. I want everyone to know that there's a place for everyone when you talk about supporting service work. We need people that pray for us to keep us safe. We need people to attend a spaghetti dinner. We need people to buy some of the trinkets that we bring back and charge a little extra money for. We need amazing people like Bob and Abby and you and the Beamer community that can afford to give a donation. And then we need people who can actually go on the trip and help us build. But know that there's always a place for everyone in community service, be it overseas, in your backyard, in your own community, in your own state. And I encourage everyone to get their children involved somehow, be it their children, their grandchildren, or whatever, because when you learn to give back and when you feel the amazing feeling that you get more than you give, it's life-changing, and it changes someone else's life. So, again, I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful holiday season. Thank you again, and we look forward being able to coming back next year and saying that we did raise $100,000 and that we changed even more lives and, you know, with that kind of money, an entire village. So thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you, Sue, for all that you do. As my grandmother said, when my sister was just 2, she said she's going to be a bell ringer, meaning that she was going to be the soft heart. So she is the kinder, nicer sister. And I'm proud to to say that you are that big sister who has got a big, big heart. Mary, any last thoughts before you close out the show? I just want to thank the Beamer community and wish everybody a happy holiday season.
Oh, beautiful. Well, Casey, since we're already hopefully starting to raise money for the next year's trip, will people be able to still go in and purchase your marketing program now?
Yeah, look, both programs are still up. So we have the marketing and prospecting program, and we have the sales program. And, you know, if they just want to reach out to my assistant, Casey's assistant, so Caseys assistant, and then the number 1@gmail.com, let them know whether you want to do the sales course, whether you want to do the marketing course, or both. No donation is too small. We had required we had asked for a $50 donation this year. Last year it was $100, but, you know, it doesn't matter. The reality is both of those courses are still accessible to people, and we've got about $1,000 that we raised since we closed out the last one, that's going towards next year. So absolutely, still available.
And if someone wants to pay you $500 or $1,000 donation, would that be accepted?
Absolutely. In fact, recently we had someone gave us a $300 donation. Last year we had different tiers, and we took, you know, $500. We took lots of bigger donations last year. But this year, quite frankly, because of my position as a regional director, they really just didn't want me to go out and have it feel like I was, you know, using the position to raise money. So we just made it an absolute minimum. And the fact that we raised now over $9,000 on basically $50 donations is extraordinary. But, yes, any donation is 100% tax deductible, and a great way to get it in before the end of the year if you need a deduction.
Well, and I'd like to put that out to everyone, since Casey – can't toot her own horn for reasons that she just mentioned. I think that it empowers me to even get out there and have the bullhorn, which I have been, but even to get more people sharing that this is available and how to contact you so that you don't have to do that. So that's what I'm going to do here on my end.
And it is a great course. This marketing course, by the way, folks, is how do you develop a 12-month marketing plan for your Beamer business, and then how do you start reaching out to people? So it is like, I don't know, 5.5 or 6 hours of content. It's a lot of content, and it's exactly what I charge $3,000 a day to teach my clients around the world in fitness, but Beamer specific.
Beautiful.
So,
well, I
all right, Mary,
so.
Well, I'm going to let you end things out here.
Okay, well, you started with the meaning of gratitude. And so let us all leave with this thought, that gratitude is the readiness to show appreciation for kindness. Mm-hmm. So who in our lives can we show that appreciation? You know, even if it's the person opening up the door for us as we walk into the mall or the restaurant or wherever we are, just spreading kindness. We are going to end the show. Everybody have a beautiful Christmas, and however you celebrate it, and I hope you all make wonderful, happy memories to cherish in the years to come. And Casey, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence this morning on Blog Talk, and I would like to actually have you back in January if your schedule will allow that, to maybe do this again and reach out to more people. So with that,
absolutely.
Goodbye. Okay, you want to say a final goodbye, Casey?
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, and beam on, baby.
Bye, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.